வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, text number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of August, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
ரகுநாதம் சீவம்.
Ittam sarat pra vrishika vritu hare.
Ittam sarat pra vrishika vritu hare.
Vishinvato menu savang yasho malam.
Vishinvato menu savang yasho malam.
Sankityamanam munibir mahatmabir.
Sankityamanam munibir mahatmabir.
Bhaktik pravit. Tatma rajastamo paha.
Nipravitatma rajastamo paha.
Translation. Thus during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished.
This is the perfection of life. We are now covered by the modes of material nature. Trigunamayi, three gunas, satta, rajas, tamas. So, mukti means to get out of this entanglement of three gunas. That is called mukti. We are suffering different modes of material nature. We have several times explained karanam gunasanga asya sadasad joni janmus. There are different types of bodies. From species point of view, there are 8,400,000 forms, and they are due to this material modes of nature. I have several times explained there are three modes of material nature, and if you mix three into three, it becomes nine, and nine into nine equal to 81. So, little more or less, there are 8,400,000 species of life. So, in order to get out of this repetition of birth and death, we require to be free from the influence of the modes of material nature. That is the perfection of life. So here Narad Muni says that during the 4 months in India there are 6 seasons. There is summer season, there is spring, there is autumn, then there is winter, there is fall. In this way there are 6 seasons. So the saintly person during the autumn and rainy season, they keep together, they do not move, because saintly persons, sannyasis, their business is to move. Grihinam dhina chetasa mahat vichalanam. Mahat vichalanam. Mahat means mahatma, great souls. Great soul means not crippled souls, those who are anxious to meet the great or the supreme Brahma or the supreme personality of God. Those who are crippled souls, they are entangled with the limited circle of material enjoyment. But Mahatma is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu mang prartha dvaivi prakriti masi. Mahatmas are not interested within this material world. they are not under the influence of the external energy. Of course, nowadays, it is sometimes politicians are called Mahatma. But that is not the purpose of Mahatma. Mahatma is not interested with politics or sociology. They are all material things, or philanthropy. They are interested with the Supreme, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdati. They are interested. Especially, Mahatma is he who is interested with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Every Krishna Bhakta, Krishna conscious person, is Mahatma, real Mahatma. How it is? Krishna says, Mahatmanastu mang prartha dvaivi prakriti marsita bhajanti ananya manusu. That is Mahatma. Mahatma does not mean that if you dress yourself with a certain colored cloth and have some big hairs and beards, then you become Mahatma. No. The Mahatma is he who, dvaivi prakriti marsita. He is not under the influence of this external energy. Daivi prakriti means there are two prakritis, two natures, internal and external. Internal energy is spiritual energy and external energy is material energy. So Mahatmas, they are not under material energy. One who is under the material energy, they are entangled with these three gunas, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. The lowest is the tamogun, and bhayamidya is the rajogun, and the topmost goodness is satogun. So, even in satogun, that is also entanglement. Rajogun, tamogun is certainly entanglement. But, even rajogun, even one is situated in the satogun, Satogun means perfect Brahman. Satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhava. Even if you become a perfect Brahmin, Brahmana, with qualities, still it is bondage. In bondage, in this way, that even if you become a Brahmana, you think yourself, now, I have got so much knowledge, Vedic knowledge, I speak truth, satta, I can control my senses, satta, sama, dhamma, I can control my mind, I have got knowledge, I can tolerate. So, all these qualities, one becomes bound up. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, nāhaṁ vipra-nacana-rakuti, that even I am not even a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra. He says, this is called Sarvapadhi Vininmuktam. Even if you become a Brahmana, still that is Upadhi, designation. So, although there is bondage in the Satogun, Urdhanga Chanti Sattvastha, you can be promoted to the higher planetary system. But that is also bondage. Krishna says, Abrahma bhavana lokan punaravartina arjuna. If you remain within this material world, even if you are promoted to the highest planetary system, Brahma loka, Sattva loka, still you have to accept the material bondage, means janma mitu jarabhyad. Brahma, he also dies, although he has got very, very long duration of life. He also died. But Krishna therefore recommends, yadgatyana nivattante tad dhamam paramam. If you come to my place, then you are no more under the laws of birth, death, old age and disease. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunti. That should be the aim of life. There are others who are aspiring to go to the heavenly planet or Satyaloka or Brahmaloka, but Krishna says Madhjajinopi janti maam. Janti deva brata devan pitri janti pitri brata. Madhjajinopi janti maam. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is that why we should go to the heavenly planet or Brahmaloka or any other material planet. We shall go directly to the abode of Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan. That is the aim of the devotees. So that aim you can fulfill by practicing bhakti yoga. That is mentioned here. Bhakti pravitya atma rajastamopaha. So rajastama, so long one is situated in the modes of passion and ignorance, there is no hope. There is no hope. But when one comes to the platform of satugun, there is little hope of transcending. So bhakti yoga is above satugun. In the satugun, in the modes of goodness, you can become a nice brahmana. But simply by becoming a nice brahmana, you are not free from the material bondage. When you become a pure Vaishnava, then you are free from the bondage of the material. And to become Vaishnava, you require this devotion, bhakti. Bhakti. Immediately beginning of bhakti means rajastama upaha. One who is situated, even beginning, he is above the rajastama. He is situated. Tadas kamulubha nashtaprayesu abhadresu nittang bhagavata sivaya. Here the same thing is described, that saṅkīrtamānaṁ munivhi mahātmabhi. Saṅkīrtamānaṁ. We have to hear the saṅkīrtan, not from professional men. That will not be. If you hear saṅkīrtan from the professional men who makes saṅkīrtan as the means of livelihood. Just like people do some business or work to get some money to maintain the life. Similarly, if somebody takes the saṅkīrtan as the means of livelihood, that will not help. You can go on hearing saṅkīrtan from such professional men for millions of years. He still will remain where you are, not rajastamopaha. You cannot get out of the bondage of. Therefore, you have to hear from the saṅkīrtamānaṁ munivī mahātmabhī. Mahātmā. Mahātmā means mahātmānastumāṁ prārthate viprakriti māsrita bhajanti ananya manuṣu. Mahātmā means those who have finished this material business. Simply, they are interested with Krishna, and just like Haridas Thakur, or followers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. If you hear, just like Narad Muni, in his previous birth, he heard from this Mahatma, great devotees, only for 4 months. It is stated here, the time is Sarat Prabhishekabrit Ritu, Sarat and Atam, 2 ritus, he heard. The association was there. And the result was Vishinnata me anusang jasu amalam. Krishna's glorification, amalam, without any spot, without any Krishna's glories, that is real nirguna. Nirguna does not mean to become impersonal. Nirguna means without any material attributes. So when Krishna's glories are chanted, that is not anything of this material world. Just like Narottam Das Thakur says, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. This Harinama Sankirtan, that is not any vibration of this material world. That is spiritual. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. Rotina Janmila Kenata. Tangasara Davanale Divanisi Hiyajal. Bhishaya Bhishanale. Vishanale, Davanale, these things are described of this material world. It's like you sang immediately. Jamsara Dava Nalalila Loka Tranaya Karuna Ghanatyam. So the samsara, this material world, is just like blazing fire, Davanale, forest fire. forest fire means nobody goes to set fire in the forest. It takes automatic. Similarly, we want to live very peacefully in this material world, but that is not possible. There will be fire. And viṣaya viṣāṇāle. Viṣaya means things which is required for sense enjoyment. Ahāra nidrā bhayamaitam. So either you say viṣaya viṣāṇāle or saṁsāra dāvanāle, the matter is the same. So Nartamdās Thakur says therefore, viṣaya viṣāṇāle divānisi hiya jale torivare nākoinu upāya. If you want to get out of this viṣāṇāle, the blazing fire of poison or forest fire, then we have to take shelter of this Hari Sankirtana. Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtana rotina janmila kana tar saṁsāra dāvanāle viṣaya viṣāṇāle divānisi hiya jale torivare nākoinu upā. So, in order to get out of this blazing fire of material existence, which is a combination of rajastama sattva-gun, one has to take to this devotional service, and that can be achieved only by hearing from munibhi, mahatmabhi. Those are munis. Munis means they are silent about material affairs. They are simply interested with spiritual advancement of life. To give up something and to accept something. To give up something is negative. But if you do not accept something positive, this give up something will not stay. Simply to become renounced of the material world will not help. Big sannyasis, they give up this material world, brahma sattva jagan mitta, because they did not engage themselves in devotional service, they again come back to this material world for philanthropic work, for altruistic work, for charity, for opening a school. So, simply negative will not help us. We have to accept positive. See, if we accept the negative will automatically result. Just like here it is said, bhakti, pravitya, as soon as bhakti is accepted, then ātmā rajastama apahā immediately become free. Your soul becomes free from the influence of rajastama. Rajastama means lust and desire. Tadā rajastama bhāvā kāma lobhā dayaścajji. If you are entangled in rajastama, then you will be influenced by lusty desires, kāma and lobhā. The lusty desires will never be satisfied. You'll want more, more, more. That is called greedy, lobha. Lusty desires and greediness. You'll never be free if you remain in the kama, in the rajastam. Tatu rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayastaje cheta etai anaviddham sthita sarte prasidati. Here the two modes of nature are explained. Kama and lobha, okay, rajastama. So if we are entangled with rajastama, then our perpetual desire for lusty sense enjoyment and greediness will not stop. It will drag me more and more, more and more, and entangle. But sthita satte prasidati, but if we give up these two qualities, the remainder quality means goodness, that satte that will get at least peace of mind. Sita satte prasidat. Evam prasanna manas. When you are in the platform of satisfaction, satogon, just like the Brahmin kind of qualification, they are satisfied with anything. A Brahman is not supposed to improve his economic condition. He is not interested. He is simply satisfied by the grace of God. Whatever I have got, that is sufficient. God is supplying everyone. Even birds and bees and cats and dogs. Ekojo bahunam vidadhati kama. He is giving food to everyone. So sattva-gun means to remain satisfied Whatever is obtained from God by his free will, that's all. They are not after economic development. So Vaishnava, being inherently a Brahmana, he should be satisfied. Whatever Krishna has given, that's all. My business is how to make advance in Krishna consciousness. That is the Vaishnava's business. That's simply how to make perfection of life in Krishna consciousness. Not for any other input. Economic development, this and that. No. Because it is a false idea that one will be satisfied or be happy simply by economic development. No, that is not possible. Practical. In your country, I mean, there is immense economic development, but you could not get any happiness. And that is not possible. Happiness will be possible when, first of all, you are situated in the brahminical position, satogun, and to come to that brahminical position, you have to give up the activities of rajastamogun. The rajastamogun is that illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So if you voluntarily give up and be situated in the satogun, then you will be happy. Evam prasanna manasu. And that happiness can be obtained, as it is stated here, bhakti by devotional service. Bhakti pravitya, as soon as you begin devotional service, jayatma samprasidati. There are many references. Sabai pungsang paro dharma jatu bhakti radhukhaji. Ohituki apratihata jino atma supprasidati. So by bhakti yoga, you will be happy. And as soon as you become happy, then your Krishna consciousness is very easily advanced. Evam prasanna manasu bhagavad bhakti yoga. Evam prasanna manasu bhagavad mukta sangasya jaya. Bhagavad tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jaya. In this way, we shall understand bhagavad tattva vijnanam, and that is the perfection of life. So Narada Muni admits that simply by hearing from the realized souls, Munivhi, Mahatmavi, for 4 months during their stay in the Chaturmasa period, gradually I developed my Krishna consciousness and then I began devotional service. This is the process. Thank you very much.